Yo,
this is breaking news.
Check it out.
It's hot off the wire.
Off the wire.
With Al Freitas.
Rest Hot Off the Wire is brought to you by WeFixMoney.com. Their nationwide network of lenders can get you up to $1,000 fast. So don't wait. Get the cash you need from WeFixMoney.com. That is WeFixMoney.com. Chris Brown is firing back at a woman who claimed he shoved her to the ground at a nightclub. In his countersuit, Brown says the girl lied. She was wasted and falling all over herself in a drunken stupor. The club owner sided with Breezy. Michael Jackson's mom is not done. Katherine Jackson has filed paperwork to appeal a jury's recent ruling in favor of AEG. You remember last month, the jury found that AEG Live was not responsible for Michael's death and not wrong in hiring Dr. Conrad Murray, who was recently released from jail. TLC is continuing their comeback at this year's American Music Awards. I bet you Pebbles is so mad she can't get none of that money. They're going to take the stage with a special announced guest. Of course, J-Lo, Kendrick Lamar, Justin Timberlake, Miley Cyrus, and more all performing. Happens November 24th. You know what, Russ? I went last year to the AMAs.
Yeah.
It was whack.
Was it?
When I tell you that I was like, I will never go again. And now this year is probably going to be good. But like last year, I was like, oh my gosh, I will never waste my time getting on a cross-country flight to come here again. Shut your mouth. Guess what? Mariah Carey is dishing on American Idol. She says she hated it. She says it was like going to work every day in hell with Satan.
Wow.
Sure she's calling Nicki Minaj Satan, but she never mentioned. Yeah, she never mentioned Nicki Minaj. As a matter of fact, she tried to backtrack. She's like, no, it's just the experience was really bad. She said she was led to believe it was going to be a panel of three and that she was offered a nice dangling monetary moment. Of course, the new season of Idol returns at the beginning of the year with J-Lo, Keith Urban, and Harry Connick Jr. Benzino, you know, who's had this famous feud with Eminem forever. Well, he's weighing in on Eminem's impact on hip-hop. In an interview with Vlad TV, he says Eminem was used by the music industry to make hip-hop pop. He says, with Eminem as the face of hip-hop, a lot of companies and maybe a lot of white America finally embraced what was considered a predominantly African-American and Latino genre. Now, he also admits that M's success did help turn hip-hop into a multi-billion dollar industry. You agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Benzino says if he could, he would have changed some aspects of his feud with Eminem. Like he was talking about his daughter and his family. He says he should have left that out. And you know what? He probably should have.
Yeah.
Hey, so I got to ask you something, Russ. Forrest Whitaker turned down the role to play President Obama in a movie.
Yeah.
He says he turned it down because he didn't feel comfortable because President Obama is still in office. But number two, he says he turned it down because he felt like there were other people who were better suited to doing the role. So I got to ask you. Who would be better?
He doesn't look like Obama.
Yeah, not
President
at all.
Obama.
Mm-mm.
I'd say Al Sharpton.
I can't with you. Who would you, as a director...
You think Al Sharpton would be good?
No. Who would you cast as President Obama? I know you're going to say this is lame.
And
you don't think Denzel Washington?
That's what I was thinking.
I would say Denzel Washington. I know...
Will Smith.
Mm-mm. Will Smith. Will
work.
Smith would be fantastic.
Will.
He's lighter skinned.
Will Smith. Well, I think sometimes you don't have to exactly look...
Yeah.
Boris Kojo.
No, Boris Kojo is too goddamn hot.
How about Kevin Hart?
I'm Al Freitas.
Yeah, maybe.
That's
Hot
Off the Wire.
Maybe.
If you want more stuff, go to the rest of our morning show.com. Of course, you can hit
he
me
is
up.
Half a Negro. We can kind of
hit me up. At Freitas Flex. Oh my gosh, you're an idiot.